This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Hide and seek.
James Finlay with his blog.
That's a bit gay.
It's quite gay, isn't it?
It's very gay.
That's a bit gay. With James Finlay.
The games we play. I don't like playing games at the best of times. I've never played consoles when I was younger, and if you threw in front of me an Xbox or a 64, I wouldn't know my power button from my action button. And don't get me started on those Wiis. The fact of the matter is, I'm not good at playing games. And in the relationship world, it seems games are being thrown in all directions. Although we all complain about these games, why do we keep playing them? Do we need them? And when is it time to call game over? Now, I'll be honest, I'm not used to this dating world I've stepped into. Sleeping around is the easiest, non-complicated operations in the gay world. For example, 1. Dance. 2. Make eyes. 3. Move over to them. 4. Dance. 5. Make out. 6. Take home. 7. Fuck. 8. Throw out. Simple. Something's telling me I could at least drop steps 2, 4, and even 6. Oh, in that case, 8 too, right? But no, dating is not that simple. And why not? I've always seemed to think, if they're not going to be making the moves, they're not into you. Move on. Maybe I don't believe that anymore. Maybe he doesn't like moving fast. But if he likes you, why move slow? Fuck, now this blog is turning into Tetris. Getting repetitive and boring. Sometimes it's even confusing to clarify what a date is. If you go out for drinks with someone, is that a date? If you have dinner, is that a date? If you're introduced as a friend, that's not a date, right? Movies? Date? No fucking date? Suddenly, my gaming console is overheating and I'm gonna need an expansion pack. Fact of the matter is, we all love drama, whether we believe it or not. Simple sounds fucking great in theory, but in reality, it would be like watching 6 hours of The Morning Show with Larry Emder without the Ab King Pro ads. Fucking boring. However, if this drama is ruling your life like a DS addiction, I'm pretty sure it's time to call game over.
That's a Bit Gay is published by James Finlay and released every Thursday via jamesfinlay.wordpress.com.
It's quite gay, isn't it?
It's very gay.
jamesfinlay.wordpress.com.
Dating James.
Yeah.
How's that going for you? Yeah.
I don't know. It goes in and out. Like, it goes up and down the kind of waves of dating.
The routing or the dating?
No, well, you know, that as well. But the thing is, like, I go through phases with dating. Sometimes I go in a phase where I'm, like, dating a bit and then suddenly you hit too many duds and you're like, that's enough! And yes. Then you're back into it again and then you realise that you're wasting your time.
Clearly. JamesFinlay.wordpress.com is where you will see James's blog each week. And check it out. It's quite a bit of fun.
Hide and seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.